The Royal Commission into Institutional Child Sexual Abuse continues hearings in Perth today. It's looking specifically at the abuse endured by boys at four homes run by the Christian Brothers in Western Australia. Yesterday, the Commission heard that between 1919 and 1969, there were complaints against 70 brothers, but almost no action was taken. Many of those victims were British children, child migrants shipped to Australia after being told their parents had died. And the woman who has championed their cause is a British social worker and advocate, Margaret Humphreys, who will feature on this afternoon's Religion and Ethics Report. She's warning that even today, with all we know now, child migration remains a risk.
Child trafficking. We only have to think of child trafficking. These orphanages in Western Australia, it was said last week, paedophile rings. Child trafficking in the 40s, sanctioned by government, called child migration. There's a huge risk, isn't there, that children are being treated as commodities. You only have to look at child migration to see consequences. So the question is really, has child migration ended? But is it there in another form? And I think sadly, we would say we haven't learnt an awful lot yet.
That's Margaret Humphreys, founder and director of the Child Migrants Trust, which operates in both the UK and Australia. And Andrew West from RN's Religion and Ethics Report is here with us again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Andrew, what are the figures on child trafficking today and where specifically does it remain a danger?
Well, if you look at the UNICEF report, it pretty routinely reports that about 1.2 million children every year are trafficked. They're forced into child marriage and prostitution, working as domestic labourers, working as child soldiers, especially frightening. But it also specifies illegal adoption as part of that as well, these huge illegal adoption rings. Harvard University did a study recently and it found that there was, quote, an insatiable demand for children from the developing world. And these astronomical adoption fees that apply often motivate orphanages in the third world to ensure there's a steady supply of children. And this often involves kidnapping children. I mean, earlier this year, the Herald reported on three particular cases in India where children, one child left unattended on a train, was simply kidnapped and then as an alleged orphan was adopted out to a foreign country. So while that is certainly not the same as the child migration and exploitative schemes in the 1970s, from 1912 through to 1970, it's the new frontier, and that's what she's warning about. It's the new frontier.
If we look at the historic cases of abuse the Royal Commission's examining this week in Perth, the children involved were brought to Australia on a lie. What was the lie?
Well, the first lie was that many of their parents were dead. I mean, it was simply a lie. Very often their parents were very poor. Very often, though, there was a moral judgment brought to bear, Ellen, that they were the children, the sons and daughters of single mothers. And the children were told, look, your parents are dead. Effectively, your country doesn't want you, it doesn't need you, but you're going to this new land of opportunity. There were terrible moral judgments. Many of the boys at Bindoon, which is became really the ground centre for the sexual abuse crisis in this whole child migration scandal, the boys there were told that you're sons of whores. I mean, that was the kind of language that were used. The second lie that was told to them, though, Ellen, was that Australia would be the place where they would get education, where they would have full stomachs and warm beds and their heads would be filled with information and learning. Well, in reality, they were put to work, in their preteen years as labourers at Bindoon, which has a sort of very grand neo-Gothic buildings. Some boys there have testified that there was blood in the stones, my blood in the stones, because they built those very grand buildings. So they came and were exploited not only sexually, which is what the Royal Commission is inquiring into, they were exploited physically as well.
And finally, Margaret Humphreys' own story is very powerful, isn't it?
It is. Margaret Humphreys, an incredible woman. It's hard not to get emotional about Margaret. In the late 1980s, she was a social worker in Nottingham, and people were coming to them saying to her, where can I find my mother? People were getting in touch with her from Australia. She wrote a best-selling book in 1994, Empty Cradles. And then in 2011, a movie was made with Emily Watson, starring as Margaret Humphreys, called Sunshine and Oranges. years. But you can hear her story on our program today.
And thank you so much for those details.
It's always a pleasure.
Such a difficult story, you know. You just listen to it and you think, how did that happen? Andrew West, and you can hear more on the Religion and Ethics report on RN at 5:30 this afternoon.